for this, the last Sunday morning of New Zealand Music Month for 2023, we're joined by art pop duo Clementine Valentine to introduce their new single Endless Night and to just give us an update of how things are going. Good morning, Clementine Valentine.
Good morning.
Hi.
You've changed your name from Purple Pilgrims back to your real names. Who's going first?
I'll take this one.
yeah, we have. It just kind of felt like the right time. We've been performing as Purple Pilgrims for years now, since we were teenagers. So when you pick your band name as a teenager, you sort of have to carry it around for a long time. So it felt like the right time.
Now, who was that speaking? Was that you, Clementine?
That was Valentine.
It's Valentine.
We've got awfully confusing. So we've got a kind of echo.
Getting the names mixed up. So,
Valentine, we've got a kind of echo coming from your world. Can we talk to you, Clementine, while we just work out what might be happening with Valentine's sound that's giving us two Valentines, just to add even more confusion? Okay, Clementine. So you've changed your names. You're both sisters.
We have.
And you've been making music for a long time now together. What's inspiring you? What's changed to bring about the name change?
I guess the main difference with this kind of new phase we're in was up until this point we were very self-directed and we produced ourselves, recorded ourselves with the help of friends here and there, but for these recordings, we enlisted a producer, Randall Dunn, who's in New York, and we have like a full band. So it kind of felt like the right time to kind of expand from that. Yeah.
Tell us about making this latest recording and the people that you decided to include, because it is quite a step, isn't it, when you go from being self-produced to allowing other people into that creative process.
It is, and it's something that I guess we were nervous about because, as I say, like we made all of the decisions ourselves. And, yeah, so it took quite a long time to find the right person, and we were kind of thrilled at how that process kind of developed with Randall, because he works quite in a similar way to us in a lot of ways. So there was just a lot of feeling, not too much conversation, but just trying ideas out and seeing what lands. And so, yeah, it was really amazing to find him and then the incredible musicians. Like, for example, in this song we have cello. So we've always wanted to play those, yeah, sort of instruments, and we can't ourselves. So it was a real treat to have such competent, amazing musicians like working on it with us.
Valentine, over to you. Let's have a listen to the sound now for you. How has the name change been for you, and how has it been to have more people in the mix as you make your music with Clementine?
Yeah, it's been wonderful. It's been just to expand our sort of sound in so many different directions with different people. And I guess, yeah, we've always been quite insular, just the two of us. So it's been very refreshing and, yeah, exciting.
What inspires you? Let's start with you, Valentine, and then we'll come to you, Clementine.
Wow, that's a big question, I guess.
Isn't it? Let's hear it. What comes to mind?
So many different things. I feel like we're just, constantly finding inspiration from the strangest of places sometimes. But we do. I mean, for instance, this song the title is taken from a piece of William Blake writing. So kind of started there, but then can go off in so many different directions. So yeah, I guess that's the fun of it.
Let's finish with you, Clementine, because we'll play Endless Night to take us to the news. What do you want us to hear, or what was the intention of making this piece?
That's another hard question. I think we just want people to get whatever they get from it. You know, we don't have an expectation in terms of what we what we want people to hear. We make what makes us feel good and what we want to hear ourselves. And then once you kind of release that, it's in the world and it kind of takes on its own life and form, and people can do what they like, really.
Are we going to get to see you on the stage anytime soon?
Yeah, we're actually playing tomorrow night in Auckland and the following in Wellington, supporting Wiseblood. So that's at the Power Station in Auckland and the Opera House in Wellington.
So lovely speaking with you both. It's been a little while, and so I'm really happy to catch you both before we get to the news. I'm going to finish there and wish you both well so that we can play the full length of Endless Night to take us to the Pips. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.